Hey beautiful people, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, something that's probably affecting all of us in some way or another. I'm talking about the impact of social media on our mental health. Ever feel like scrolling through Instagram is a bit like walking into a room full of perfectly posed people with flawless lives? You know that feeling when you compare yourself and suddenly your own life looks, well, kinda blah? Yeah, we've all been there. Let's be real, social media can be a double-edged sword. On one hand, it connects us, allows us to share our stories, and find support. On the other hand, it can become this constant pressure cooker of comparison, negativity, and FOMO, fear of missing out. So, how do we navigate this crazy online world without letting it take a toll on our mental well-being? Well, grab your headphones, pour yourself a cup of tea or whatever you like, and let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help us survive and even thrive in the age of social media. First up, awareness is everything. Like, seriously, become aware of how social media makes you feel. When you're scrolling, pay attention to those little emotions popping up: envy, inadequacy, boredom. Knowing your triggers helps you take control. You might find that certain accounts or even specific types of posts really get to you. Maybe it's the constant stream of travel pics when you're feeling stuck, or the perfectly curated family photos that make you question your own life. Once you know what's messing with you, you can start to make changes. Next, unfollow, mute, and block like a boss. Remember, social media is supposed to be enjoyable, not stressful. Don't feel obligated to follow anyone or anything that brings you down. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, mute those friends who constantly post about things that don't resonate with you, and block anything toxic or harmful. Think of it like decluttering your digital space, creating a more positive and supportive environment for yourself. Thirdly, curate your feed consciously. Fill your social media with accounts that inspire, motivate, and uplift you. Find people who share your interests, promote positivity, or simply make you smile. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume online. Make it a conscious decision to surround yourself with good vibes. Now, let's talk about digital detox. You know, those times when you just disconnect from the whole online world and give your brain a break. Even short breaks can make a huge difference. Try putting your phone away for an hour before bed, leaving it out of the bedroom, or designating certain days as digital detox days where you focus on real-life activities. And finally, remember, comparison is the thief of joy. We all fall prey to this sometimes, comparing our lives, achievements, and even our bodies to others online. But trust me, it's a losing game. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that everyone has their own unique path. Think about that time you scrolled through social media and felt totally drained. Maybe you saw someone posting about their amazing vacation while you were stuck at work, or their picture-perfect family dinner when you were dealing with a messy night. It's easy to feel like your life is falling short compared to these curated online personas. But remember, what you see online is often just a highlight reel, a carefully constructed version of reality. People tend to share their best moments and hide the struggles. So, next time you're feeling that pang of comparison, take a step back and remind yourself that you're not seeing the full picture. So, remember beautiful souls, social media doesn't have to be your enemy. It can be a powerful tool for connection, learning, and inspiration. But it's all about using it consciously, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your mental well-being. This week, I want you to commit to one small change. Maybe it's unfollowing an account that brings you down, taking a digital detox day, or simply being more mindful of how social media makes you feel. Every little step counts. Share your thoughts and experiences with us in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other and navigate this crazy online world together. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful people.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.